Ever feel like you're drowning in information?
Yeah.
Like articles, videos, social media, it never stops.
Yeah, it's the double-edged sword of the digital age, isn't it? You've got access to more information than ever, but then trying to actually make sense of it can feel like an uphill battle.
Yeah, tell me about it. And so that's kind of what we're diving into today with Kingsley Idahin's work. He's talking about this idea of combining the semantic web with LLMs. And honestly, it sounds like it could be a real game changer in how we interact with information.
It's a very powerful concept, potentially. Imagine a world where instead of just searching for keywords, you could actually have a conversation with the internet. Like you could ask these really complex questions and get these really insightful answers. That's kind of the promise of this kind of technology.
Okay, hold on, back up for a second. Semantic web. For those of us who don't speak fluent tech, what are we even talking about here?
Right, good point. Okay, think of it this way. The internet we use now, it's kind of like a giant library where all the books are connected by these threads, right? Those threads are the hyperlinks that take you from one page to another. But the semantic web, what that aims to do is organize those connections based on meaning, not just links.
So less like random threads, more like a beautifully organized, color-coded filing system.
Exactly. You got it. It's all about adding context and relationships to information. So instead of just having all these data points, you have a web of knowledge that machines can actually start to understand.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get the picture here.
Yeah.
But how does this actually work in practice? We're not all coding geniuses, at least I'm not.
Right. Well, that's where Tim Berners-Lee's vision comes in. Back in 2001, he really saw this potential for a web where information is organized in a way that computers can truly understand. So it's kind of like a web of data, so to speak.
Okay, so we just build this amazing semantic web
Yeah.
and problem solved.
Well, not quite. I mean, building it is one thing, but how do we actually use it? I think that's where things get a little tricky, right? It's like having access to the world's biggest library, but with no librarians to guide you, you're kind of lost. The semantic web, for all its potential, has always kind of lacked that really user-friendly interface.
It's like trying to navigate a foreign country with no map and nobody who speaks your language.
A perfect analogy. And that's where LLMs come in, right? Think of them as the bridge between us and this incredibly complex web of data.
LLMs. Okay, so those are like the brains behind all those AI chatbots that are suddenly everywhere these days.
Exactly. Large language models, or LLMs, are trained on these massive, massive data sets of text and code. And what's so remarkable is their ability to not only understand human language, but also to generate it as well.
It's honestly a little freaky sometimes, like how human-like they can sound. It's really like having a conversation with a really, really smart computer program. It's a little unnerving.
And that's the key. This conversational capability is precisely what makes LLMs, I think, the perfect interface for the semantic web. So instead of needing to know all this complex code or search terms, you can just ask a question, in plain English, like you would to another person, and the LLM could translate that into a query that the semantic web can actually understand.
Okay, mind blown. So it's like having this superpowered translator that speaks both human and computer.
Exactly. LLMs become this crucial bridge between our need for simple interaction and the semantic web's, I think, incredible potential for delivering this deeply interconnected knowledge.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. So how would this actually play out in the real world? Give me an example. I need to wrap my head around this.
Okay, imagine this. You're struggling to grasp this really specific physics concept, right? Instead of getting totally lost in a sea of Google searches, you decide to ask your, let's say, your LLM tutor. Now, this tutor, powered by the semantic web, doesn't just give you a textbook definition. It actually understands where you're stuck and then provides you with a tailored explanation, maybe even using an analogy from your favorite sport or a scene from a movie you love.
Whoa, okay. Personalized learning like that would be incredible. So we're talking about truly customized learning experiences. That's way beyond anything we have now.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond education, too. Imagine you're planning a trip. Instead of jumping between different travel websites, you just describe your ideal vacation to this AI assistant.
Okay, let me guess. The LLM then taps into the semantic web, right? And it finds not just flights and hotels, but also all these hidden gems based on like my preferences, creating this totally unique itinerary.
Exactly. It's about having this whole world of information that's tailored to your specific needs and interests, delivered in a way that feels completely natural and intuitive.
Okay, this is starting to feel like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
But how realistic is this? Are we talking about some far-off future?
That's the really exciting part. This isn't science fiction. It's closer than you think. We're already seeing these glimpses of this LLM-powered semantic web in action today.
Really? Tell me more. Where are we starting to see this play out?
Well, one example we encounter pretty much daily is the evolution of search engines. They're not just matching keywords anymore. They're actually trying to understand what you really mean when you type in that query.
Okay, that's true. Sometimes it feels like Google can read my mind, even when I'm not even sure what I'm looking for.
That's a result of incorporating natural language processing and these things called knowledge graphs. These graphs organize information in a way that reflects how our minds actually connect different ideas, allowing those search engines to kind of anticipate what you need before you even fully articulate it.
So when I search for, like, best hiking trails, and Google shows me trails near my location, even though I didn't specifically say near me, that's the semantic web at work behind the scenes.
Exactly. It understands you're looking for hiking trails, and then it uses your location data to provide you with the most relevant results. It's like having this conversation with the internet where context and intent really matter.
That is really cool. But if you're already seeing this level of sophistication, what does the future hold? Where do we go from here?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. We're moving towards a future where information access becomes even more personalized and intuitive.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity. What does that future look like? Paint me a picture.
Imagine a world where you can walk into, let's say, a doctor's office, and instead of filling out a mountain of paperwork, you simply have a conversation with an AI assistant.
And it just, like, knows what to ask me.
Precisely. It has secure access to your medical history, all meticulously organized within the semantic web. And it asks you about your symptoms, not with those pre-programmed questions, but with an understanding of the nuances of human conversation.
Wow, that would be revolutionary, especially for people with complex medical histories. No more trying to remember every medication or detail from years ago.
And that's just one example. Imagine a world where learning a new language is as easy as chatting with a virtual tutor that understands not just grammar, but also the cultural context of language. It could provide you with real-time feedback and even simulate those real-world conversations.
No more awkward language exchange partners. Sign me up. This all sounds amazing, but I'm guessing it's not without its challenges, right? What are some of the hurdles we need to overcome to make all of this a reality?
You're absolutely right. There are challenges. One of the biggest is ensuring accuracy. While LLMs are incredibly powerful, they can sometimes, well, hallucinate, meaning they might present information that sounds plausible but isn't entirely accurate.
Oh, I've seen that. You ask a chatbot what seems like a simple question, and it just goes off on this wild tangent, making stuff up as it goes.
Precisely. And when you're dealing with something as vast and interconnected as the semantic web, even small inaccuracies can snowball into much larger problems. We need to find ways to really ground LLMs in verified information to help them distinguish between fact and fiction.
That makes a lot of sense. So how do we tackle that? How do we make sure these LLMs are actually giving us reliable information?
Well, one crucial step is focusing on something called retrieval augmented generation, or RAG for short.
RAG. That sounds pretty technical. Break that down for me.
Okay, think of it like this. Imagine you're writing a research paper. You wouldn't just start writing without consulting any sources, right?
Well, I wouldn't advise it.
Exactly. With RAG, we're essentially doing the same thing for LLMs. Instead of letting them roam free in this vast expanse of the internet, we give them access to these curated knowledge graphs.
So instead of giving them the entire internet as a playground, we're giving them a well-organized library with credible sources.
You got it. And these libraries, these knowledge graphs, are built using the principles of the semantic web. They're structured with really clear relationships between different pieces of information. This makes it a lot easier for LLMs to understand the context of a query and then retrieve the most relevant and accurate information.
That makes a lot of sense. But even with all this advanced technology, we can't just rely on the LLMs to get everything right, can we? We still need that human touch, don't we?
Absolutely. And that's where something really crucial comes into play, human feedback.
So even with all this amazing tech, we still need humans double-checking the AI. That's reassuring, actually.
It's definitely a partnership. We can train LLMs to recognize when they're not sure about something, you know, when they need a human to kind of weigh in and make a judgment call. And that's where we come in. By giving them feedback on their responses, we help them learn and improve over time.
So it's like this continuous feedback loop, constantly making the system smarter. It's kind of mind-bending when you think about it.
Yeah.
We're using AI to make sense of information.
Yeah.
But we're also using our own intelligence to help the AI become more intelligent.
It is a fascinating dynamic, this interplay between, you know, human and artificial intelligence. And I think that's what makes this field so exciting. We're not just building machines here, we're actually shaping the future of how we think, how we learn, how we interact with the world around us.
We've talked a lot about the potential benefits, and honestly, I'm pretty blown away by the possibilities. But with all this talk of AI and the semantic web, are we sacrificing something in the process? What about the human element in all of this?
That's a really crucial question and one that we should always be asking ourselves, right? Just because information becomes easier to access doesn't mean we should stop thinking critically about it. In fact, it probably makes it even more important.
It's like having a million books at your fingertips. It doesn't really matter if you don't actually know how to read them or how to evaluate the information that's in those books.
Exactly. We need to equip people with the tools to become really discerning consumers of information, to be able to evaluate sources, to identify biases, and ultimately to form their own informed conclusions.
So it's not just about making the information more accessible. It's about making sure people actually know how to use that information wisely and ethically.
Now you're getting it, and I think that's a responsibility that really falls on all of us, developers, educators, policymakers, and of course, everyday users like you and me. We need to make sure that this new era of information truly empowers us, it enlightens us, and ultimately that it benefits all of humanity.
You've definitely given me a lot to think about today. So to bring this back to our listeners, what's like the one key takeaway you want them to walk away with?
I would say the next time you use a search engine, you ask your voice assistant a question, or maybe interact with a chatbot, remember this. You're experiencing the very beginning of a profound shift in how we as humans access and understand information. We're on the cusp of a future where the power of language really does unlock a world of personalized, readily available knowledge. And honestly, I think it's only going to get more incredible from here.
That's a future I'm definitely excited to be a part of. And on that note, it's time to wrap up another deep dive. A huge thank you to our expert for joining us today and sharing their insights on this mind-blowing topic.
It was my pleasure. Always happy to dive into these conversations.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery.
Right.
If you found this episode as fascinating as we did, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. It really helps others find the show. It's incredible to think about all the different ways this technology could reshape our lives. But I have to ask, where do we go from here? What are the next frontiers in combining LLMs and the semantic web?
Oh, I think we've only just scratched the surface. You know, one area that I'm really excited about is personalized medicine. So imagine a world where your doctor can access not just your medical history, but also this vast database of research that's tailored to your specific genetic makeup and lifestyle.
Wow. Okay, talk about personalized healthcare. No more one-size-fits-all treatment plans.
Exactly. LLMs could analyze all of this data, right, and actually assist doctors in making much more informed decisions about your health, hopefully leading to more effective treatments and just better outcomes overall.
That's incredible. What about other fields? What other areas of life could be totally transformed by this technology?
Well, let's talk about something that impacts, I think, all of us pretty much daily, and that's customer service. I mean, we've all experienced the frustration of navigating these automated phone systems or trying to deal with chatbots that, you know, just don't seem to get it.
Oh, tell me about it. Sometimes I swear it feels like those chatbots are deliberately trying to drive me crazy.
Right, I hear you. But imagine a future where customer service is actually powered by LLMs that not only understand the problem you're having, but also your emotional state, you know, how you're feeling.
Okay, so they would actually they'd know if I was getting frustrated and actually offer helpful solutions instead of just reading from a script.
Exactly. These LLMs could access your entire history with a company, understand all the nuances of your problem, and really provide truly personalized support. You know, maybe those frustrating customer service calls could become a thing of the past.
That, honestly, that would be a dream come true. It sounds like we're on the verge of a future where technology doesn't just make our lives, you know, easier, but it also makes them more empathetic and personalized.
Precisely. And I think that's what makes this whole field so inspiring. You know, it's not just about bits and bytes and algorithms. It's about using this technology to actually enhance our human experience and create a world where information empowers us to live, you know, healthier, happier, and hopefully more fulfilling lives.
I love that vision. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, what's like the one thought, the one key takeaway that you really want to leave our listeners with? What do you hope they'll remember from this conversation?
I would say just remember that the future of technology is a conversation. A conversation between humans and machines, between, you know, data and understanding. And I think by embracing this conversation, by actively shaping how these technologies evolve, we can unlock a future where information is not just abundant, but it's truly meaningful and transformative.
Beautifully said. And on that note, it's time for us to sign off. A huge thank you to our expert for joining us today and sharing these incredible insights.
This is a pleasure being here.
And to our listeners, thank you for being a part of this incredible journey of discovery. If you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of LLMs and the semantic web, be sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a review. It really helps others find the show and join the conversation. Until next time, keep those questions coming and never stop exploring the frontiers of knowledge.